Holy cow, everybody. It's me, Natty Bumpercar, and I know you've been wondering, Natty, where have you been? Last episode was crazy. Sal's salesman came in, and he took over the studio, and he made Rufus T. Rufus run away. And now you haven't recorded, and so I'm sure you're like, ooh, is everything okay? No, it's not okay. I'm on the run. I'm hiding. Okay, because Sal's salesman, he went in, he took over the whole studio, he changed the locks. I'm actually recording this on my mobile podcast recording equipment, so I hope that it sounds okay to you. Oh, man. And I don't know about you, but it's been so hot, so I haven't even had any kind of air conditioning or access to running water or a bathroom, anything. Everything's just gone off the rails here. I mean, do you even remember when Rufus T. Rufus showed up and he kept trying to take over the show? And now the Sal salesman shows up and Rufus is gone. I haven't heard anything from him. I mean, granted, I did leave my phone back at headquarters, so maybe he's been trying to call me. But I don't know. That's a thing. And maybe, or email. I don't really have any way of communicating with anybody right now, so I don't know what's going on. And it took me this long. So my mobile podcast recording studio, what I had to do was I got some rocks and I got some twigs and I found a blue jay, which is a bird. And the blue jay, I asked, do you have any kind of wire? And he had some copper wire. And I said, that's perfect. And so I traded him some of my sticks for the copper wire, and then I wrapped the rocks in copper wire, and I fashioned this kind of an antenna out of the rocks and the wire, but then it wouldn't stay together. So then I had to find some old bubble gum, and I used that to kind of stick everything together, and it didn't do anything. It didn't do anything at all. I hear somebody coming.
I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, and I ain't know where he is. I had to leave headquarters. The Sal salesman said he was gonna start charging me rent. And there's no income. You can't charge me rent. I live here. This is my house.
Yeah.
You know? And so I don't know. I don't know what's going on, really.
So
I found Bumpercar's phone.
Hey, oh!
So I can't even call him.
You know, I've been trying to call Bumpercar now for 2 weeks, and ever since what we're gonna call the incident, you understand? The predicament, the beginning of this predicament incident, the infestation is what I'm calling it, of that that name whose name I shall not repeat. And so now it makes me a little bit feel better.
Yeah.
And he was not, Bumpercar was not just ignoring me.
No, he wouldn't.
But in fact, seems like he's just disappeared.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing. Like, he was there, and then poof, he was gone, right? And so we all knocked on his room. I thought he was asleep, honestly. Because, you know, stress, sometimes I fall asleep if I get super stressed.
Guys!
And, guys, it's me. Get in here.
How is it? Natty Bumpercar, Well, you were hiding right there the whole time?
No, not the whole time, but be quiet. I don't want anybody to see us. Just come on in here and we can talk and we can figure some stuff out.
Bumpercar, you understand this is you're in a dumpster right now. This is an act. You're hanging out in the dumpster. This is where you live?
No, it's not where I live, clearly. But it was raining a lot, and then it was really hot, and I didn't know where to go, and it seemed like a good place, except on Tuesdays, because that's when the big trucks come, and so I have to clear everything out, and I can't be in here then. But normally, it's watertight. There are some mice who hang out in here.
No, son, those are rats. Rats hang out in garbage cans.
Doesn't matter.
Hanging out with rats right
Fine.
Now.
Fine. Mice, rats, it doesn't matter. Potato, potato, they're the same thing.
I'm going to have to side with Rufus here. These mice and rats are completely different. Mice are cute, big ears, cartoony. Rats, scary, kind of disease-carrying, big scary teeth, claws. No, not the same at all.
Not fine. Potato. Fine. Not potato.
Fine. Doesn't matter. Anyway, this is where we are right now. So hop on in and let's make a plan.
Now, you know, I do not think that I will be doing that. And if you want, I was going to say we could go down to the diner or something, have a snack, a light lunch. I am not going to be getting into a trash can with you, sir. Not necessary, not appropriate. Now, I understand you're terrified of this Sal salesman. He did definitely pull a woolly trick over our eyes. However,
yeah, I'm gonna side real quick here with Rufus again. This is two for me. I'm not gonna get in the garbage can. And this is a pig. I am a pig. Aloysius J. Pig. I live in a sty, a pigsty, which is considered by most to be fairly messy. Fine. Fairly smelly, but it's not a garbage can. You okay. Understand? There are some lines in society that I will not cross.
Fine. I will hop out, and then we can go somewhere else, but we do definitely need to have a meeting because... I should tell you also, I am recording this right now. This is going to be an episode of the podcast.
Now, what are you recording it with? That don't make no sense. We're not, the studio is back at the house at headquarters, and you're sleeping in a dumpster. So how are you making this into a podcast? I don't understand.
Oh, so I have a mobile podcast recording studio that I've set up here, and it's got rocks, and it's got some wires and some gum, and then also I bought this little handheld radio to do, because that other stuff really wasn't working, but I kept it around because I had spent so much time working on it. So it's kind of a mixture of both of them. Good, you know, there's no such thing as a bad idea, right, guys? There's just good ideas. And some other ideas that maybe aren't as well thought through.
Okay.
And so they're not as good yet, yeah. I think. Maybe,
yeah, so,
right?
Buddy, when's the last time you ate food or
took
a shower? Goodness.
We cannot go to the diner. You smell horrific right now, Mr. Bump. Wow, Mr. Bumper Guy. It's almost like... you are the trash can now. You are the dumpster. You're dumpster bumper car right
fine.
Now.
Fine. Cool. But I've been in here for a while, and fine. I smell a little bit, but let's just go to a restaurant, and I can hop into the bathroom, and I can just kind of wash my hands and stuff.
No, sir. We're well beyond a hand washing. Why don't we just go back to headquarters? You clean up a little bit and take a shower, change your clothes, maybe burn those clothes, and then we can all have a quick little meeting.
But we can't go back to headquarters because Sal's salesman is there, and he says he changed the locks, and he's taken over the whole bumper podcast and everything. And Rufus, I thought you would have like contracts or papers or something that would... you know, make it so that this wouldn't happen, but I don't know what's going on with this guy.
As I said earlier, he did pull a woolly trick over our eyes, but here's the thing. I am very prepared emotionally, fiducially, inspirationally.
What?
And what for? For such circumstances, and let's just say that the law's on our side here, Bumper Girl.
So... this doesn't make... what do you mean? Like, we can go back to headquarters?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so why have I been sleeping inside of a dumpster?
Well...
that doesn't make any sense. Why didn't somebody come and get me or tell me?
So you left your phone at home, and we've been calling you, we've been emailing you, I sent some text messages... some private mail. Like, I was everything we could think of to get in touch with you. But we've all, I mean, like, there was that first day with Sal Salesman. But other than that, we've all pretty much been at home and just hanging out, eating all the food. By the way, we are out of Funyuns. So if we could rectify that situation, that'd be pretty nice.
What's he doing? Is he crying or is he laughing or coughing? You know what? You're okay. Come on now. Let's just get you on out of the dumpster house and let's go on back to headquarters, and we can explain everything that happened, and it's going to be
okay.
All right.
Okay, okay, okay.
Except for the Funyuns. Don't forget those.
Of course, the Funyuns.
Yeah.
The Funyuns.
Well, they're a delicious snack, and I think they're healthy for you, too.
We aren't going to start saying what's healthy and what's not healthy, because that opens up an entire other legal battalion, you understand, of reciprocation and personification and whatnot. These are all legal languages that you don't have to worry about, but let's just steer clear if you do catch my drift.
Yeah, I agree with that. That makes total sense to me. Wow. I can't wait to hear what happened. I can't believe that I've been hiding out here and you guys have been at home eating Funyuns all week. And I...
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's okay.
All right.
It's
cool.
Okay. Yeah. It's all cool. It's all gravy. Okay? So listen, I think whatever you've been recording, you should probably get rid of. This isn't really good for distribution, understand? You know, the sound quality. You're recording with rocks and wire.
Nope.
It's not going to work.
Listen, you know the motto. We record it, we post it. That's how this just always worked. Because otherwise, people are going to be confused. They're probably thinking the same thing that I was thinking. They're just like, well, the Bumper Podcast must be gone. Got bought by Sal Salesman. And so this at least gives some insight, I guess.
Fine. We'll keep the episode. But do you think I'm going to be able to go back and do some editing, some scrubbing of the whole Funyun thing? Because I really don't want that out there. My paperwork plate is very full right now, and I don't have time for
that might be a good That might be a good idea. Yeah, we can try that.
Yeah, I mean, I can give it a shot. So you guys just go on ahead, and I just have a couple of things to do.
What are you
here.
Doing? Why are you climbing back into the dumpster? What are you doing, Bumper Con?
Well, I made a couple of friends in here, and so I just need to talk to them about the situation, and we were going to have, like, with the mobile podcasting studio, like, our own thing, and I don't know.
Pig, you grab his feet, I'll grab his hands. Let's just get this kid out of here. He needs to take a bath right now. some lavender-scented salts or something like that. It'll bring you back. A little cup of orange juice, maybe a vitamin or two. Nice pillow,
fine.
And you're going to feel much better in the morning.
All right, fine. I'll come with you. Hey, Ratsky, Raffy, I'll come back for you. I promise. It's going to be the best Ratty and Natty podcast ever.
I'll grab his feet.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.